Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Good Soil Podcast, where the Word of God meets ears, minds, and hearts, and by His grace grows a great harvest. I'm Aaron Fesenmeyer, pastor of York Evangelical Free Church, right here at the crossroads of the Midwest, York, Nebraska. I am so grateful you've joined me, and welcome back to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm just coming back after the frankly, whirlwind of the holidays and the entry into the new year. And the reality is that things are not slowing down. God is already at work this year, so we need to get on board with what He's doing. And one of the best ways we can begin and continue to do this year is to hear God's voice, His timeless, revealed word. Now, the church where I serve as pastor has already started reading the Bible together this year. We're using the 5-day reading plan, which I think is really going to help us do well as we read the whole Bible this year. And I've included a link to the plan and the organization that created that plan in the show notes if you'd like to join us. It's not too late to get started. We've just wrapped up week one. And the reading plan is set up so that we have 5 days of reading a week and then have the weekend to catch up if we get behind. We can read or study the Bible in other ways on our own and hear the preached word in our local church gatherings that weekend as well. The plan is also pseudo-chronological, meaning that it roughly follows the biblical historical timeline, which I'm excited about and I think is actually really helpful for us seeing the writing and recorded events in the Bible along the timeline of history in which they happened. Also, this is a carrot for those of you who have crashed and burned when you tried to start reading the Bible all the way through, but you got to Leviticus or Numbers and the names started swirling around in your head and the laws given to the nation of Israel in their legal codes started to bleed together. Now, don't get me wrong. Doing it straight through works totally fine for some people, and it's something that we can grow into. I grew into it. But the carrot is this for this plan. Each day, you're not just in the Old Testament. You're in the New Testament. And you're regularly in what's called the wisdom literature, particularly the book of Psalms, the Bible's hymn book, as it were. Now, for those of you just joining us, I want to encourage you to check out the previous season of episodes where I introduced all the books of the New Testament. I pray that you'll find that helpful. But in this season, however, we are going to be checking out the Old Testament. That awesome collection of books and works written before the time of Jesus the Christ, but which are all about Him. And interspersed with talking about the books themselves, I'm going to try something I'm not as used to doing, so please bear with me. I'm going to try offering some devotional insights as we go along. Hopefully these will bless you as well and encourage you to keep reading and worshiping God as you hear His voice. And maybe you'll come up with and discover some of your own insights as you read. So as we get started this year, I want to remind you of a couple things. First, reading the Bible in a year isn't ultimately about checking off the box on your bucket list that says, read the whole Bible in the year. Check. I mean, we should praise God for the ability to have His entire revealed word to read and hear, and that it is totally possible to have read it all in 1 year. And we should also pray for those areas of the world where, because of persecution or not having a Bible in their own language yet, they are not able to read the whole Bible on their own. This is a great privilege God has given us, so let's take advantage of it. But the main point in reading the Bible is this, to keep hearing His voice. Even if you get behind, keep listening to the Word day by day. We're doing a plan that is 5 days of reading, sure, but just like food that we eat, eating every day is usually the best course of action. So that's why I encourage you to do some of those other things alongside. Jesus Himself said, "It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And here's another thing. Do you know when he said that? He said that when he was being tempted by the devil to not listen to God and to get distracted and off course from his mission. As you read the Bible, here's something you need to be reminded of and know. There are billions of other voices clamoring every day for your attention. And not just your attention, your allegiance. See, what you are doing and what you are going to be doing as you read and listen, if you're doing an audio Bible version, is, and it might seem crazy, but I'll let you check the Bible for yourself, okay? What you are going to be doing is an act of spiritual warfare. You are choosing to listen to the words written by over 40 different human authors in their unique styles who were used of God to communicate exactly what he wanted to reveal to his people. And you are choosing to listen to God, whether that's 15 minutes a day, half an hour, or whatever, instead of listening to a world that doesn't know their right hand from their left, and instead of listening to a spiritual enemy that will fight tooth and nail to keep you deceived instead of seeing that Jesus has secured redemption and so much more. The aim of our spiritual enemy is for us to starve to death, to be so weak spiritually that we don't know up from down, right from wrong, Jesus the real God from other so-called gods, and he wants us to perish because we don't hear God's news. He wants us to be useless in the spiritual fields that Jesus said were ripe, white for the harvest. So what we're doing is hearing the voice of the life-giving God who wants us to know his Son and have life in his Son, Jesus the Christ. That means reading the Word is totally worth it. It is one of the best things you can possibly do. But you need to know that this is not a neutral thing that you're just adding to your already packed schedule. This is an adventure of eternal proportions, okay? So are you ready for this? This is going to be great. And I'm here to encourage you as you go along. Some of what we read will be easy to understand. Some of it will leave us scratching our heads, and that's okay. If we understood everything from God's word in the first read, I would wonder if we were actually reading a book from God about God. I want to leave us with a part of a story from the Old Testament where a young King Solomon, that name might be familiar to you, where he was faced with the complexities of his life, and particularly his life as a king, and he did something that we all should do when reading the word of God. He prayed, and this is what he prayed from 1 Kings chapter 3, verses 7 through 9. And he said, "And now, O Lord my God, you have made your servant king in place of David my father, although I am but a little child. I do not know how to go out or come in, and your servant is in the midst of your people, whom you have chosen, a great people, too many to be numbered or counted for multitude. Give your servant, therefore, an understanding mind to govern your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to govern this your great people?" And what does the Bible say after this? It says in verse 10, "It pleased the Lord that Solomon had asked this." I think the principle applies. When we come to the Bible asking for God to reveal himself and help us understand his word, to get wisdom from him, to know him and Jesus Christ whom he has sent, this is a prayer that he is pleased to answer. So as we begin reading the Bible this new year, let me pray for us as we receive God's word. Father in heaven, we come as Solomon did to you. We need your Holy Spirit, the Spirit of wisdom, to give us understanding. We want to hear what you have to say, and we want to understand it rightly. We want to see Jesus. Make him known to us. Protect all those who are reading your word this year. Lord, we will all face temptation to listen somewhere else or get distracted or bogged down with lesser things. Please defend us and help us run to you. And Lord, thank you. Thank you that you chose to speak to us instead of remain silent and let us perish. Thank you for your Son, of whom this whole book speaks of and exalts. We pray, Lord, that we would see that. And we pray all these things in your Son's name. Amen. Thank you for listening to the Good Soil Podcast. I'm excited to be reading the Bible with you. His voice is worth hearing. Next time we're together, we'll jump into the book of beginnings, Genesis. Until I talk with you next, may God reap a great harvest in our midst as his word grows in good soil.